Blog Talk Radio.
This next song is a favorite of mine because I stop and think of why I love Jesus. And the first thing that comes to mind is I love him because he first loved me. I love him because he looked beyond my faults and he sees all of my needs. I love him because in spite of Edward, he still loves me. I love him because he meets every need. And not only the need, but he supplies and gives me my heart's desire. Saints, you know a lot of things we don't even need. We don't even need them, but just because we want them, God gives them to us. Hallelujah. Pray for us as we come with, Lord, I love you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's one of my favorite songs right there. Lord, I love you. Oh, yeah, hallelujah. I really, really, really love you today. God has been good to us over and over and over again, and I'm so grateful unto him this morning for all he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do. I can't make it not one moment, not without him today. Yeah, I have made it without food, money, clothes, when the need seems so severe. But I can't make it not one moment without the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm grateful unto him this morning, and he woke me up early, and I was able to get some things done and reinstalling things, you know, back on the computer. And he's just a good God. That's all I can tell you. Faithful, faithful, faithful over and over and over again. Yeah, good, good. Somebody said he's like Maxwell's house cover. And good to the last drop. Somebody said he was good like camel soup. Good. But I tell you, he's beyond that. It goes beyond that for me. Because the things that he does in my life, I'm telling you, no one else can do it. He's the only one. He's the only one. Yeah, who can do it. Yeah, who hang the stars in the sky and hang the sun out every morning and the moon out every night for me and change the seasons, you know, so I can keep breathing and I can keep living. And, you know, I can keep tasting and seeing that he's good. Because when I see the sun, when I look up and I see the beautiful clouds, it get me to taste and continue to see that he's good. It calls praise to come out of my mouth. Sometimes it calls me to just hold a conversation with him. Yeah, because he's blessed me with so much. And I know a lot of things we take for granted and we just look forward to it being there. But could you imagine if he stopped the sun? Could you imagine if he stopped the moon? If the seasons didn't change? Could you imagine that? He keep the wind blowing. Oh, my goodness. It's so much he does for us. Us. But we want to be thankful unto him this morning. We want to give him praise. We want to give him glory. We want to bless him by telling him we love him. We want to bless him by being obedient unto him. We want to bless him by quoting his word back to him. Yeah. Because he know his word. Oh, my goodness. And he know his word hold true. Oh, yeah, amen goes right there this morning. I'm so thankful unto him for all he has done. He's done so much, a lot of things I don't remember. He's done so much. Great and precious promises. Look at it. If you delight yourself in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. Look at that. That's beautiful. He given us instructions, and if we follow the instructions, he said he'll give you the desire of your heart. What's your heart's desire today? What is it? What is it that you really, really want? You've been waiting on it and waiting on it. You've tried this and you, because you want it to come to pass. But he said if you'll delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. My goodness alive. My desire, my main desire is to go back with him when he comes. Hey, glory. That's my main desire. Or I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving this morning. Is to go back with him when he comes. For he's coming on a cloud. Every eye shall see him. I want to be like Jesus when he comes. I want to look just like him. I want to look just like him. I want to look just like him when he comes. Hey, he's coming on a cloud. Every eye shall see him. I want to look like Jesus when he comes. Oh, yeah. But we continue to delight ourselves in him. We continue to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. He said all these things to be, other things to be added unto us. We follow the instructions of him. So as I continue to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, this is our people, his kingdom business, his king. He said to seek it. He didn't say it was here. Hallelujah. But anyway, we seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Yeah, I want to seek him first before I make a move on anything else. Well, call the people, see if they'll make an extension plan with your payment. Now, let me pray first. Yeah, tell God about it. And when I open my eyes, he may give me a different solution than you're talking about. Yeah, he said this. Trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Now, look at this. But in all your ways, acknowledge him. Pray first. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Before you make a move, you're going to pray about this thing. We wait till big situations come up. Then we want to run to God. I pray by everything that I can, that I can remember. Yeah. Lord, today look like it's going to rain. Let it bless somebody. If I have to go out, Lord, I'm going out in the rain. But God, let me bless somebody. And let the rain be a blessing to somebody. It can be a blessing to the farmers that the crops grow right. It could be a blessing to some people who need their grass to get right. Women have spent hours in gardening, and now the heat is killing the flowers, but the rain will revive them. All kind of things right here in the earth. For it's the Lord. The earth is the Lord. Our glory. The fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You know, I was sitting too last night and this morning, and I was thinking about aggressiveness. And I don't consider myself to be an aggressive speaker. I don't know why, I just don't. But this come to me at the table. I went back and I saw how this one preacher used to force the people to get up and praise God and praise him hard, aggressively. And the Lord showed me this. That's because of their sins. His sins that he has committed. And so when he come before me, he come before me with all of that aggressiveness, because he really want me to accept his praise and accept what he's doing unto me. But when you know that you know, and when you're not just out here just doing any and every old thing, and you have the true love of God in your heart for his people, and you love him, and it's all about obeying him at any cost, you're doing what others won't do. You just hear from the Lord and you move. You don't have no, what they call this thing, structure on it. You just move as the Spirit of God moves you. And you've been doing it for years and years. Nothing slip up on you. Nothing bad come your way. He showed it to you before it get the users. He showed you users. Yeah, pray for him and keep it moving, Barbara. But he showed me that. And it brought me to this. Obey God. And you don't have to do all of that. Obey him. And go on. And it's okay. Stay with him every day. Commune with him every day. Choose whom you're going to serve every day. Go back to the old path and take a look around. Oh, Brother Lewis, and today make your decision in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah. And it's all right today. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going a little bit further this morning. We're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we'll come back with our morning prayer. And right after prayer this morning, I'm going to bring Apostle Boatwright right in. She's our speaker for today. And back in the early days of Jesus in the Morning, she used to come and speak and hang out. And we just thank God for her. Thank God for her today. So we're going to this one, and we'll come back with prayer and then right in with Apostle Boatwright. Yes!
You work hard all week long.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Supreme Sevens, I believe it is, and Jesus will make it all right. And yes, he will. All Sister Linda, hey, hey. Yes, he will. He will make, no, it's called Leave It in the Hands of the Lord, the Supreme Sevens. And I went to the anniversary over there and went to hear the Alabama Girls, went to hear them a couple of Februarys ago, compliments of Sister Dorothy Goodman, bought me the tickets to go. And I really enjoyed it, really enjoyed it, and I thank God for it. And good morning to everyone. Glad to see Sister Linda back up and running again. Hey, good morning, Sister Diana, Brother Louie, and good morning, Sister Rita, and Sister Rose Brown. Again, good morning, Sister Dorothy Goodman, and Minister Shonda, Sister Diane. Good morning to you, Pastor Boatwright, and Brother Glenn and Brother Anthony. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Brother D, and Pastor Herring. Hey, Mike, God bless you. Good morning, Alexis. Good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann. God bless you over there, Laura. Good morning. Good morning, Mason and Deborah. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Lachelle. Good morning to you. And God bless each and every one today. And Sister Melanie Rose, please forgive me, Melanie. My goodness. Good morning to you. And God bless you this day, Brother Jermaine. Good morning, and God bless you. Pray everybody have a blessed day today. And I don't know how in the world I forget Melanie Rose now. I know someone else named that name as well. But I thank God this morning for getting that paper, Minister Shonda, from under the desk, because that's where all the names was. And so I was able to get it out yesterday so I could look at it. And I stopped trying to remember all those names, you know, but look at the name list. And I thank God this morning. So listen, we're not going to prolong the time. I'm going to pray, and I want to get Apostle Boatwright right in. So let's pray the prayer of faith this morning. It's your prayer of faith that will make you whole, that will cause God to answer. And not only that, but we are touching and agreeing with one another. He said in his word, where two or three are gathered in his name, is touching and agreeing, there he is in the midst. Hallelujah. Not only does he hear, but he answers. And we thank him this day. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, Father, for all you've done already, great and mighty things. We thank you for what you're doing right now. And Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you this morning that you're our hope, you're our joy, you're our peace, you're more than everything that we need. And Father, you supply need according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you this morning. We come humble and bow down before you, Almighty God, that have all the power. There's no higher power. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, each of us began to praise you with everyone, Father, yet wouldn't be enough for your more than. Hallelujah. More than worthy. Hallelujah. More than worthy of the glory and the honor and all the praise and worship. For, Father, you love us, and there's no one love us in the way that you love us. Hallelujah. No one is concerned about us as you are. You so loved us, you sent your only begotten Son. And we thank you this morning for his suffering, his hanging, his bleeding, his dying, conquering all and rising with all power. We thank you this morning. Thank you for the right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. All you have given unto us and all of your great and precious promises. We thank you this morning. Father, we come touching and agreeing this morning for every calling, every listening, those coming through the podcast and the archives. We ask this morning that you would bless each and every heart, each and every household, each and every family member this morning, near and far. Father, move by your spirit today. And we ask that not only you hear our prayers this morning, but that, Father, you would answer. and whatever your people are in need of or asking for, or even their wants this morning, their heart's desires, Father, we ask that you would stop by and do it for each of us today, Father, September the 25th, 2019, in Jesus' name. For, Father, we realize our time is different from your time. But we know you to be a right now God, and we know that you're in the now, in our time with us. Hallelujah. Move by your spirit for these your people today. Father, I ask today that you would heal the sick, those that are among us is under the weather, not feeling good. Many have got different diagnoses, but we know that you're the God that healeth thee. Father, you heal spiritually, mentally, and physically. Do it today for your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. You heal all manner of sickness and disease. Father, you took a beating for the healing of the nation. And we ask today that you would heal in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Ask today that you would bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. Father, children today, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, bless this morning as only you can do. Father, bless our God children, our spiritual children today. Move by your spirit like never before. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people. Preachers preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Father, we ask that you would bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Continue to bless America and the leadership of America. Have mercy this morning, O God. You know what we all stand in the need of. You know what we all want. You know what we all are after today. And Father, help us to be the people that are after your heart, to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto you. Help us to be a people that's obedient unto you, unto your word, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. And Lord, help us to pay attention that when you speak, we can hear. Help us to communicate more, focus more, in the name of Jesus. Or we give it all up to you this morning, in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today, O God. Move by your spirit in a mighty way. Bless Apostle Boatwright as she come in today. Use her in your service this morning to be a blessing unto your people. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Ask that you would pour our miracles upon her in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we ask it all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. Thank you for moving on our behalf. We thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful unto him. So listen, we're right at 2 minutes over because we like to get in at 7:30. So at this time, I'm going to bring in Apostle Boatwright and turn the floor over to her. Good morning, Apostle Boatwright. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Blessed. I can't complain today. So listen, we're going to turn the floor over to you at this time.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. To God be the glory. It's so good to be back. Hallelujah. We're on Jesus in the Morning. It's nothing, hallelujah, like giving God glory, giving him praise, giving him honor first thing in the morning. Yeah, there is a word from the Lord on today, and we know that God is going to bless because God's word is already blessed. I want to drop a theme in your spirits on this morning. The theme that I want to drop in your spirits is, you will survive by holding on to your broken pieces. You will survive by holding on to your broken pieces. And we're going to come out of the book of Acts. Hallelujah, familiar spirit. Acts, the 27th chapter. Now, we're not going to read the entire chapter, and I want to encourage you to read that later on today so you can get a better insight and a better understanding of what's going on in the story. But basically, Paul was in a storm, hallelujah. And you know, when you're in a storm, You don't know exactly what's going to happen. But our focus today is going to be on verse 43 and verse 44. And it talks about what the centurion did. And it said, but the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Now, there are going to come times in our lives, like I said, when we as Paul are going to be confronted with a storm. And that's something that everybody can relate to. We've all been through storms in our lives. But you want to know one thing, and you can attest to this, that not every storm that you've been through has been the same. You know, some storms that we've been through, they're sort of manageable, and we can figure our way out because we've been through them before, and we can sort of see what the outcome is going to be. There are some storms that are going to hit our lives, and we will know because we can say, all right, I've been through this storm before. I know what God's going to do. He's done it before. I can just rest and sail on through this storm. But I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, there will come a storm in your life when it's going to make you think that your whole world is falling apart. The right storm will break you because the enemy will try to make you doubt, to make you fear, and to make you not believe God's word. But I'm here to tell you today, if you hold on to your broken pieces, you will survive. You see, how do you survive a storm? And you may say, you know, my family is broken apart. God took the matriarch of our family. And you may say, you know what, unexpectedly, my job closed down and I don't have the finances. And you may say, you know what, I've been in a relationship for so long and now this relationship is broken. I don't know what to do. But you know what, there are always broken pieces and you will survive if you just hold on to your broken pieces. And I decree and declare unto you, if you live long enough, if you are committed to the work of God, then I want you to know that God will take you through and that you will encounter a storm that, hallelujah, will be too difficult for you to handle. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We got a little bit of interference, hallelujah, but we're going to cut that out. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. So now your devastating storm may come in the form of, like I said, a loss of income, or your storm may come not knowing exactly what you're going to do. It's designed to take you off course. But you know what? Just like in Paul's case, the storm was not caused by himself. Sometimes our storms are not caused by what we do, but our storms are caused because of the decisions that other people have made. Oh, my God. You know, somebody can make a wrong decision, and that will affect us. We can make wrong decisions, oh, my God, and affect other people and jeopardize other people. But I'm here to tell you on today, no matter what storm you may go through, you will survive if you just hold on to your broken pieces. You see, Paul had warned them about the storm. And that's one thing, like Evangelist Mack had said earlier, you know what? When you live close to the Lord, God will let you know when things are coming up. And things won't catch you off guard. Hallelujah. They may shake you for a minute, but you look back and you say, you know what? God told me this was going to come about. Hallelujah. So, you know, so therefore, when we look today in verses 22 through 25, we see that God has sent an angel, hallelujah, to prepare them and to let them know that, you know what, it's going to be a storm, but you're going to reach your destination okay. Hallelujah. So that's what I'm here to tell you today. No matter what storm you go through, hold on to your broken pieces, and you're going to come out of that storm all right. Hallelujah. How do we know that? Because God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he got to repent. Whatever God said, he will do. Whatever he's done before, he will do it again. Because God is immutable. He will not, cannot change. Whatever, hallelujah, he has decreed, He will do what his word has said. God has the power to override every storm. But we need to know we go through our storms because he loves us and he wants to draw us closer unto him. The Bible says, well, we know that tribulation worketh patience. Oh, my God, we sure enough need some patience in our lives on today. Hallelujah. Storms don't feel good when we're going through them, but we got to go through the storm. Don't get stuck in your storm now. You got to go through the storm. So you know what? As we sit here and think about it, every storm you go through, just like the storm that Paul was talking about, it, the boat was all jacked up, messed up, but guess what? There were some that could swim, but those that could not swim, they were told to hold on to the broken pieces of the ship and to float into land. Hallelujah. So if you hold on to whatever fragments, for there will always be fragments, hallelujah, in your life, in the midst of the worst devastation, if you just hold on, oh, my God, hold on to them broken pieces. You can't quit. You can't get discouraged. You can't give up. You got to say, I am more than a conqueror on today. I am victorious, hallelujah, and I am an overcomer. You always got to remember, storms don't come to last, but storms always come to pass. You see, in my life, I've learned, hallelujah, that no matter what storm may come, I can rely on Psalm 34:19. It says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it doesn't stop there. It says, but the Lord will deliver me out of them all. So, you know, and I say to people, if you're not going through something or if you haven't just come out of something, you got to check your relationship with the Lord, because it said many are the afflictions of the righteous. And, you know, if you're kicking the enemy every day, you can expect him to kick you back. Oh, my God. You know, he does fight. And but we are more than conquerors on today. Hallelujah. So we have to know that the battle has already been won. We only have to stand and declare the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, we will survive today, just like Paul had been afflicted on numerous occasions. But he managed to flee safely every time, no matter what he was involved in prison, shipwreck, whatever. Paul always kept his focus. Hallelujah. And he learned how to hold on to them broken pieces. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. So you may say, all right, preacher, yeah, all that sounds good, but tell me for real, how do I hold on to my broken pieces? First, I've got to get the mindset, hallelujah, that I'm not giving up. Oh, my God. You know, verse 30 and 31 here in this chapter says, don't stay on the ship. Hallelujah. So we can't jump off the ship today. When we're going through our storms, we can't throw up our hands and say, you know what, that's it, forget it. Oh, no. You can't be no punk in God's army. Hallelujah. You got to stand firm. You got to stand your ground. You got to say, I'm not getting off this ship. Oh, no. I refuse to allow the enemy to have the upper hand in this ship. I'm going to fight with the word of God. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I know my God loves me too much to leave me and to desert me, because the word of God says he will never leave me, nor will he forsake me. Hallelujah. So how do I hold on? First, I've got to daily renew my mind with the word of God. You know, I don't know why sometimes people feel as though they can go to church once a week, and that's supposed to sustain them, and they're supposed to walk a victorious life. Hallelujah. You don't feed your natural body once a week unless you're committed to the Lord and going through a fast. But normally, you don't eat just once a week. So how do we think that we can sustain and fight the enemy and be victorious and be an overcomer if we're just going to go and sit under the word of God once a week? Daily, we got to renew our mind with the word of God. You know, I always say also, you can get a shower today, but guess what? Tomorrow you got to get another one. Tonight you may have to get another one, depending on what you do. Hallelujah. But you can't get one shower and think that's going to last a whole week long. The devil is a lie. So you can't just read your word once a week. And, you know, sometimes when I said daily, renew your mind with the word of God. That doesn't just mean, you know, read through a chapter so that you can say, oh, I read through the Bible in a year, or I read through the Bible. Uh-uh. That's not studying. The Bible says study to show yourself approved, not unto man, but unto God. Then you will not be ashamed, but you'll be able to rightly divide the word of truth. So we got to daily renew our mind. Why do we have to renew our mind? Because we have so many old mindsets, oh my God, that are holding us captive, that are holding us bondage, oh my God. And we have to renew our minds daily, hallelujah, to get out all that old junk that's in our minds, that is holding us back, that's keeping us from moving forward in the Lord, that's keeping us from moving forward in the Lord, that's keeping us from moving forward in the Lord. We're supposed to be growing in the Lord. You know, we're not supposed to be having the same hang-ups this year that we had last year, oh my God, because if we do, we're not growing. Hallelujah. We're not growing because we're not studying. We're not turning down our plates, and we're not fasting. We're not living a holy life. Hallelujah. The Bible says holiness is still right, because without holiness, no man is going to see God. Hallelujah. All these new mindsets coming up and new, you know, yeah, it's a new day, but God has given us a foundation in his word. Hallelujah. And we've got to stand on that foundation and build on that foundation. New methods, but same message. Hallelujah. Same message. God still browns on sin. He still hates sin. Hallelujah. He still will not tolerate sin. Hallelujah. Loves the sinner, but hates the sin. Hallelujah. So therefore, we got to renew our minds daily with the word of God so that we can get all the junk out, all the old ideologies, all the old superstitions and foolishness that's hindering our growth and progress in the Lord. Next, what do we have to do? We have to refuse, hallelujah, to be confrontational to the extent that we are not operating in the realm of the Spirit. We got to know who we are. And Matthew 5:25a talks about that. You got to know who you are in the Lord. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, it doesn't take all of that. All you have to do is X, Y, Z. No, it takes that and more. Hallelujah. If you want to live right, if you want to be who God has called you to be, and this day and era, it takes all that and then some. It takes fasting. It takes prayer. It takes all-night prayer. Hallelujah. It takes being before the God, being before God. Hallelujah. Daily. Oh, my God, daily. That daily meditation time with just you and him. Hallelujah. You know, people think that when they have praise and worship that they can sing, you know, two fast songs and two slow songs, and that's praise and worship. And worship is when you have that intimate relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord in Psalm 150. Hallelujah. So anybody, anything that has breath can praise the Lord. But it didn't say that everything that has breath worship the Lord. Huh? Because you know what? You got to have a relationship, oh my God, in order to worship him. So if you know that you have a relationship with God, you have that intimate connection with him, then you know who you are in him. And as you go through your storm, you will survive because you'll know how to hold on to them broken pieces. Next, you got to remind yourself that you're in a spiritual battle. This war is not against flesh and blood, according to Ephesians 6:12. Hallelujah. You see, so therefore, no matter what people may do to me, I've got to love people with the love of God, and I've got to attack that spirit, oh my God, in the realm of the spirit in my prayer time. But I can't allow this war to get in the flesh, because if I do, I won't be able to hold on to my broken pieces. I'll lose my focus, and I'll take this warfare into a physical realm instead of keeping it in the spiritual realm where it belongs. Hallelujah. So I got to always remember the person that curses me out and the person that talks about me and the person that can't stand me and rolls their eyes at me. I got to love them, hallelujah, with the love of the Lord. The Bible says, pray for those that despitefully use you, hallelujah. Pray for your enemies because God's going to make our enemies our footstool. So we got to love with the love of God no matter what, and we got to know that these people who are doing these negative and contrary things to us, they're being used of the enemy to try to make us lose our focus. Hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes we think areas in our lives are dead and, you know, we're dead to this and dead to that. But if somebody can come up in your face and tell you off and you tell them back off, guess what? That area is not dead. Why? Dead men don't talk. Hallelujah. So if you're still responding in a negative way, that area in your life is still not dead. You got to go to God with that. Be honest with God. First, be honest with yourself, you know, because that's the problem with a lot of us. We have so much pride that we can't see, and we think that, you know, this is not of me, and that is, I don't have this fault, and I don't have that fault. But we have, oh, my God, we have so many things that we got to get rid of. So we got to know on today that we got to keep this battle in the spiritual realm, hallelujah, and ask God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Next, what we have to do, we got to remember that whatever is dominant in my mind will rule. Whatever is dominant in my mind will rule. So therefore, I've got to govern what I'm watching on TV and what I'm, my search engine on the computers and on my laptop and on my phone and what kind of music am I listening to and XYZ, what's going on? What is feeding into my spirit? What is feeding into my mind on a daily basis? If I am constantly listening to or reading or watching incorrect information, I am opening the door to fear, doubt, and unbelief, and allowing negative opinions of others to cause me to worry. You know, and I'm not saying you can't watch TV. I'm not saying you can't go to the movies. No, but you just have to watch, hallelujah, govern what's going into your spirit on today, because what goes in is going to come out, hallelujah. You can't expect to stand on the word of God. You can't expect to survive on your broken pieces if you're not governing what your mind is being fed. You know, God has promised today, as we go through our storms, that he would keep our minds in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on him. You see, peace, sometimes we think that peace is when everything is calm and nice and solemn and serene. No, peace is a mindset. I've often said peace is not the absence of adverse situations, but peace is the mindset that all is well, regardless. So if I'm walking in a lifestyle that's in accord with God's guidelines, I can claim the promises of God. He has promised that I will always prevail. He has promised that if I hold on to the broken pieces, I will survive. So I got to remember, hallelujah, just because my battle on today has been intense, I will survive if I hold on to my broken pieces. Just because my journey has been long, I will survive if I hold on to my broken pieces. My road may have been lonely. Doesn't matter. I will survive if I hold on to my broken pieces. Just because it appears that things are not going to work out, I will survive if I hold on to my broken pieces. Why? Because our God is a faithful God. His peace will always prevail if you demand and command and decree it to be so. So we're reminded, and I remember an old song that we used to sing it in our church, and the old mothers used to sing. I say the old mothers, and now we're the old mothers. Hallelujah. But they used to say, I'm so glad trouble don't last always. So you know what? If we remember that the storm we're going through, it's going to pass. Hallelujah. And the sun will still come out on another day. We got to know that as I await God's divine intervention, I know that he is able, that he is going to fulfill every promise that he has promised to me. I can't give up on God because he won't give up on me. He's able. Hallelujah. Therefore, I've got to learn. And I said learn because it's not something that we're born with. I've got to learn how to hold to God's unchanging hand. I've got to learn to build my hopes on things eternal. I've got to continue to stand on the promises of Christ my King. I've got to look ever to Jesus because he will carry me through. You know, I love them old hymns. Hallelujah. I like the new music too, but it's something about them hymns. They'll take you through every time. Them hymns will give you the encouragement that you need. Them hymns, oh my God, they've passed the time, passed through time, and they will continue to sustain us. So, no matter how devastating or destructive the storm is that you're going through or that you may go through, there will always be broken pieces, as I've said throughout this whole message. We, as a people, we've been taught, hallelujah, how to hold on to the broken pieces. You know, I can remember my grandmother, and she would take the pieces, old pieces of material, and a piece from this skirt, and a piece from those jeans, and a piece from this, and she would put them pieces together, and she would sew them and make a beautiful quilt. Hallelujah. She was teaching us to hold on to them broken pieces. And, you know, sometimes people would look in the refrigerator and they say, it's nothing in here to eat. But they knew, and we know how to get the onions and get the potatoes and get the chicken and get this and cut it up and cook it up and make a gourmet meal out of what it looks like nothing. But when we get finished with it, it's a gourmet meal because we've learned how to hold on to them broken pieces. Hallelujah. We've learned to value those broken pieces. Hallelujah. So we've got to know on today that every broken piece that we have, oh, my God, God has already ordained it for our success. We got to know that we are where we are today because we've been through prior storms, and as we've gone through those storms, we've held on to the broken pieces. We are who we are today. We're standing on the word of God today. We are victorious today because we've learned how to stand on those broken pieces. We've survived, hallelujah, every test of storm so far because we've learned to stand on those broken pieces. And I know Evangelist Barbara can say, with Jesus in the morning, hallelujah, throughout the years of time, she's learned how to hold on to them broken pieces. And Jesus in the morning is the success that it is on today because she's held on to them broken pieces. Oh, my God. She survived the times of test because she's held on to them broken pieces. She's learned not to let go, not to get out of the ship, not to throw up her hands, no matter what. She said, God has brought me this far, and I know he'll take me on through. So in closing, I want to say to you on today, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what people may say to you, because, you know, we are a people that don't do things the way other people do them. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says we are a peculiar people. We are a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. So therefore, you know, people will try to discourage you. You know, what did they say to Job, his friends? Well, you must have done something wrong because why are you going through this and that? And why are things always adverse to you? And what, you know, that's what people will say. But when you know what God is doing in your life, hallelujah, when you know that God loves you unconditionally, when you know that God's got your back, huh? Hallelujah, when you know on today, Romans 8:28 says, and we know, oh my God, that all things work together, not independently, but they're working together for the good of them that love the Lord, for them who are the called according to his purpose. When you know on today that God has called you, anointed you, and appointed you, you can say, I will survive on my broken pieces. May God bless you, and may heaven continue to smile upon you. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, broken pieces. Yeah, you could take pieces and put it together and make a wonderful creation. Yeah. I was looking at 27 and 22 through 25 of Acts. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing because when you're in the storm, if you know who controls the storm, you're good to go right there. You're good right there. But you got to believe, you see. You got to have faith. You got to get to know him on a personal level. You have to communicate with him. And I heard her say you got to study his word, not read, but study. Yeah. And once you begin to study, see, it leads you. I might start off in Acts chapter 4, and it may take me over to Acts chapter 6 to pick up something else. Then I go all the way back over into Exodus and pick up something else. See, that's how it is. And it connects to make up a whole thing for you here, a whole understanding. And once you get to know the word and understand it for yourself, when troubles come, when all kind of stuff start taking place, you'll stand still. Guess why? You know God is God, and you're going to stand still because you're watching his salvation take place. But you got to know these things. And see, once you get to doing this and you begin to know God, know what his promises are, and you know what his words, when the broken piece is falling, you just pick them pieces up and put them over here because I'm going to put all of this back together and it's going to make something wonderful. Yeah, I heard her talk about a grandmother. I remember my dad's nieces. They would have old scraps and make a quilt so heavy. As a child, you couldn't even turn under that thing at night. They need a fireplace going, and when the fireplace go out, you under that quilt and you still nice and warm and toasty and cozy. Mm-hmm. But they had to get different pieces and put it together to make this wonderful heavy quilt. Oh, yeah. So today, we learned this morning, the broken pieces. It's okay to go through the storm. It's okay for broken pieces to be broken off. Because, see, we're going through the storm in Jesus. And we're using what he gave us. The pieces to put things back together. And then sometimes God will use the broken pieces to put you back together, your family back together, and plenty more people back together. A lot of things happen we think is bad, like when Dorian a few weeks back was coming through. And I didn't feel no ways tired. You know, the Lord didn't stir in my spirit to leave or none of that. And I told God what I wanted concerning Dorian, and I went on. And Dorian couldn't come this way. But how many know this? God have all the power. We're talking about Jehovah Jireh. We talking about the great God. He's got the highest power. There's no higher power than him. He's the one that said, let there be light, and light appeared. So when we go to him in faith, and you can quote his word back to him because he honors his word, because he knows his and he knows his word is true. Many times I pray back his word to him. Lord, you said where two or three are gathered in your name is touching and agreeing, you said you'll be in the midst. Your word said you heal all manner of sickness and disease. These are just a few of the scriptures. Father, you said, if I trust in you with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge you, you're going to direct my path. You asked me not to be wise in my own eyes, but fear you and depart from evil. You said, if I seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, all these things will be added unto me. You said, when I come to you, if I come believing that you is a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. I got faith. I need you to move according to your word today, according to your promise. Yeah, and he will do just that. And see you, but you got to live something. Yeah, you got to live something so that God can use you. I mean, you many days you'll have instant results. And especially when you're praying for somebody else, especially when you want something done for somebody else. Because he sees the love in your heart. Now, if you want this, you won't be able to have that. You love them. And that's what his word sees. See, when he sees you living according to his word, he's going to move. You told me to love, Father. Now, there's the world love. Yeah, I love those broken down people. God, I love the ones who nobody want to be bothered with. When they hear they pedophiles, when they hear they murderers, I said, but Lord, I know you made them. Oh, yes, you made them for your pleasure. And is there anything too hard for you to do? You made the rapist for your pleasure. Is there anything too hard for you to do? You changed me. I know you can change them. You changed my oldest brother. I know you can change them. You changed my youngest brother. I saw it. You can change them. Yeah. Because I'm looking for change to come about in this old world. Because God can change us all, the sinner from the inside out. He can change the saint from the inside out. It's what's inside that matters. See, we dress up on the outside because we think, you know, we're impressing. But how I want to impress is from my heart. It's heartfelt. And then God knows what's in my heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. But look, I'm going to read just a little bit and we're moving on this morning. In verse 22, it says, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Check it out. 23 says, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Oh, my goodness alive. You going to worry about something today? Why would you worry? There's no need. He's right there. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's going to be with us until the end. Look at 24, saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. See, God had a purpose and a plan. 25 says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Huh? We got to stand on the word of God, stand on the promises. And after standing, stand on it some more. Why? You standing on the truth. You standing on the sure foundation. You're standing on what will not fail you. There are going to be some hard days in your life. There are going to be some things that you have no control over. Even sometimes there are going to be things that you have control over, but it won't go right. You'll have some broken pieces with that you'll have to put back together. This is why we let go and let God have his way. This is why we're led by the Spirit of God. This is why we don't lean to our own understanding. We acknowledge him in all our ways. He's directing our path. And we are not wise in our own eyes. We are fearing him and departing from evil because he's going to take it up and fix everything for us. My days are easy. I have a lot of easy days because I let go. I'm no longer trying to fix it. And some of these are some hard cases, but it's nothing I can do with it. My children, they're grown. What am I going to do with them? And the way they choose to raise my grandbabies, I can't tell grown people how to raise their children. And some days it make me cry because I know you're raising them according to the world. You're not raising them according, training them up in the way that they should go. When they get old, what's going to happen to them? Because so many living for now. Whatever the TV says, that's what they believe. Whatever the paper says, that's what they believe. Whatever the internet says, Dr. Fear says, Oprah says, this one says, that's what they believe. But we got to go with what God said. It's the only said that's going to stand. No matter how much, how big the storm is, no matter how heavy the rain comes, his word is going to stand. My goodness, from Zion. And it's already all right. And sometimes we can ask God, Father, would you send my money angel to get my money? Father, would you send the angel who can go and get my house? They work unto the Lord. He can do what he wants. He can do it how he want to do it. Yeah, he can send the money angel, or he might choose to just send Michael, go get the money and bring it on over there to her. He's Almighty God. I don't put limits on him. See, because I can't do it, it have nothing to do with him. He made me. I didn't make him. So he can do whatever it is that he wants. He can bless me any way he chooses. Even with the world flipping upside down, he yet blessing his people. He yet working miracles in our lives. But we got to stay with him. No matter the storm, give up your broken pieces. Hallelujah. Put it back together. Make something beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for his word today. Yeah, for every word of God is pure. He's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Hallelujah. What a beautiful message this morning Apostle Boatwright brought. And we just thank God. We thank God. Listen, the studio is open. If there's anyone who have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. I have a request. Well, not a request, but there's a young lady, and her name is Riley Williams. And she's in Atlanta at the Ronald McDonald House. And I'm going to give the address out and everything. She's had a battle for a while with cancer. It went into submission for a short period of time, but it has progressed back. And so she want to get cards, and I was going to ask everybody who can write, type, get an envelope, a stamp, and send Riley Williams a card over at Atlanta Ronald McDonald House. The address is 795 North Gatewood Road, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30329. And listen, I need you to keep her in prayer, intercessors, and those that will pray, keep Riley in prayer. Her name is spelled R-Y-L-E-I-G-H Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Linda. That's it. That's it. And again, her name is R-Y-L-E-I-G-H Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. And send Riley a card, a little letter or something, and, you know, say some positive things to her. Let her know you're praying for her, even. And I had wrote her and told her that I would give her a shout-out because she's so brave, you know, for a child. She's brave and very strong, beautiful young lady, beautiful young lady. And I told her that I would play a special song for her this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. So I'm going to play this for Miss Riley Williams this morning, dedicate this to you, Riley.
And oh, how he walks with me. And so how he talks with me.
You know.
song is by Tasha Cobbs, and you know my name. And I sent out the dedication to Miss Riley Williams this morning, and over at the Atlanta Ronald McDonald House. And Riley, I truly hope you enjoyed it. Truly hope you enjoyed it. You and your mom. God bless you. God bless you. All right, the studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to share this morning, or maybe comment, or maybe say good morning to Apostle Boatwright, whatever's on your heart, feel free to press the number one to come in today and be a blessing if you can. I thank God for the word today, and thank God for sending her. I know she wanted to come during anniversary time, but evidently she was busy and she wasn't able to make it. But I got the message where I can come next Wednesday. And I said, okay, and I'm going to make next Wednesday available for her. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful. And when it's for you, the devil in hell can't stop you. Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, ma'am, sister. Nothing is impossible for God. Amen, Sister Linda. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows our name. Everything. Name the stars. Yes, he did, Sister Diana. God bless you this morning. And I'm just grateful and happy and pleased that everyone can get in. And Minister Shonda and Sister Diane just left last Saturday evening going back. And I truly miss them. I really miss them for being here. We sit around talking, and I'm sharing testimony after testimony and different things. And Sister Shonda asked questions and everything. I miss that. Sister Diane is more quiet, you know, laid back, more of an observant person. But I thank God. I thank God for them, too. I had a wonderful time. And I'm just plain and simple, down to earth. No, you know, nothing all that, to me, extraordinary, you know. And I don't come crazy, you know. I feel like this. People are people. And if we say we have the same God, then I can trust you. And I just have to let go. They got to hear me fussing about Shantae and fussing about Britt. Britt is my son's friend. And I treat Brittany like a daughter because I feel like I'm her mother. And she called me, you know, I want to run something by you. I said, okay, well, run it on by. I want to ask you this. I said, well, go ahead and ask me. Yeah. And so it's just a one, because her mom passed away. And it's wonderful when you have somebody you can really trust. Now, we don't always see eye to eye, and we don't always agree on everything. But I thank God for Brittany and her loving heart, you know, and her caring heart. And anything she can do for me, that's what she does. And I thank God for her. She came over and they was well behaved like little children to me. Minister Sharon and Sister Diane and I was in the kitchen at the dining room table. Chavis and Brittany and her cousin Miracle, they went out on the lanai, under the lanai down the patio. And they was eating and laughing and talking, and I could see Brittany moving her head. They were just having a wonderful time. And I guess they was like, well, our mom have company, so we going out here, like, you know, away from the adults, you know, and we going to stay in children places. And it would just tickle me. So Brittany wrote me Sunday morning, and she said, oh, we coming back soon. I had a wonderful time. I said, yes, because they got so busy, you know, with work and everything, and they didn't have really a lot of time off. And they went and took a quick vacation, but when they come back, they had to go right back to work. And both of these people work long hours. So when they got a break to come, they came, and then they remember what fun it was for them to come. And so she said, I just had a good time. We'll be back soon. All right, come on back. Yeah, because I do what I can to make things available, you know, for people to enjoy themselves, because I don't want to be a hoarder of a house hoarder of my truck and the things God have, you know, blessed me with. I don't want to just hoard. It's me, my. I can't take you for a ride. I can't take you to the doctor. Can't take you to the grocery store. You know, you might be upset about something and you don't have transportation, and you call me and say, well, can you just take me on a ride? I don't even want to talk. I don't have three words to say. I just want to go on a ride. I want to go out towards Lake City. I know Rose Brown know where Lake City at. We're going out towards Lake City, and I just want to ride and not talk. Now, you can put some gospel music in and let that soothe my soul, but I don't want to talk about nothing. I just want to ride. Yeah, and they may get almost to Lake City and say, well, hey, I want to turn around. I'm feeling better. I still don't want to talk. I just want to go on back. Yeah. I just needed to get out for a while. All this kind of stuff. See, and it's the church job, believe it or not. But the church will see it as foolishness, and I don't have time. No, because you're too busy trying to get to count them tithes and offering and find out who's going to give you some money and keep your thing going, you see. But the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. This is why you hear me say many times, I would do things that other people would never do. They don't have time for that. So it's a lot that, you know, I would never tell you that, you know, has been done or being done. But nonetheless, God is faithful. Took off last week some days and to get some, you know, some things done, and God blessed me. And so I am happy. I am happy. So no one have anything they would like to say today? All right. One more song, and when we come back, if no one have anything they would like to say, then I will pray us out this morning. Yeah. I am so glad I found the list. I got the list, and I'm happy to remember Melanie Rose. I am happy to remember you, Melanie. I hope you're listening. Yeah, I thank, and Brother Jermaine, thank God for you. Lachelle, because sometimes, you know, off the top of my head, I forget, you know. But I thank God for you, and Sister Ingrid, we thank God for you today. Good morning, and God bless you. Yeah, and just different ones, Alexis, you know, Sister Marianne, you know. I don't want to forget anybody. Hallelujah. So listen, we're going to one more. And when we come back, again, we'll come back praying out. Let me play my number one right here. Apostle Boatwright, God bless you.